the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition here of Max and Friends. Well, are y'all ready for summer loving? Because that's what's happening now. We're in summer. It's in full swing no matter where you are in this country. Well, unless you're in Brazil, then it's winter. But other than that, if you're in the United States or if you're in Europe, welcome to summer. Now, listen, everyone, I hope y'all had a wonderful 4th of July, that it was safe and that it was fun and that you all did good things. Now, I was with Rolanda Watts today, and I was on her show, so check out SundaysWithRolanda.com every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. She's on. Today she had Dr. Maya Angelou on. She had myself on. We had a great time on Sundays with Rolanda. I just left dinner with her. We're having a fabulous evening here. Summertime's in full effect, and that's why we're talking about summer loving. And no one else can do that better than our very own in-house, wonderful sex expert, Miss Tamara Montana. How are you, Tamara?
Well, hello there, Mr. Max. It's good to be back with you again this weekend. I'm doing
just for a short while, because last week you all did some fun stuff, Intimacy FC, right?
Yes, it was all about Divine Intimacy FC.
And now you and Greg are back on tonight talking about summer loving and the good stuff that comes with it, so I'm glad that you're here. And hey, listen, everyone, we're going to have the Dr. Maya Love, talking about love, the Dr. Maya Love forecast, astrological forecast for the month of July. You already know what's going to go on in your life, star signs. Well, get ready because we're going to have that coming up. And then we have Tamara and Greg, and they're going to start talking about summer loving. Tamara, what's a quick tip to get the summer loving going?
Well, what's always great is just to, you know, it's hot anyway. So, honey, what comes up for you when you think about summer loving?
Appreciation, man. That's the secret, I think, for... when you meet somebody in the summer months, you're in this whole realm of appreciation. So nurture it and enjoy it and throw yourself into it 1,000%. Enjoy that during these months you get to see the buff bodies all tanned on the beach and share yours and share theirs. And then when the chaos comes along, we're going to be sharing some pointers with you. So I would say that the secret to summer months is to, you know, let nature take its course and yet be very selective about who you do that with.
Well, I agree with that. If you're going to be selective, guys, wrap it up, because with summer loving, sometimes comes winter misery, if you know what I mean. All of a sudden, you got crabs and they're not on the beach, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, everyone, let me tell you about some fun stuff that we're going to go through tonight. It's the astrological forecast with Dr. Maya Love. Tweet me at Max Tucci. And then, of course, tweet when you hashtag the show. I need y'all to hashtag Max and Friends and hashtag summer loving. All right, well, let's get to Dr. Maya Love. I want you to go follow her, too, on Facebook, because she is one of the top Vedic astrological star experts we have right now. I mean, she is really, she's a third lineage in her family. She's got the lineage down. She's got the knowledge of astrology down, and she's giving it to you right now on Max and Friends. Dr. Maya Love, your star Vedic forecast for the month of July. And when we're back, we've got Tamara and Greg talking about summer loving. Have a great evening, everyone. I'll talk to y'all real soon. Thanks, Tamara, for getting my back. I appreciate you both, Tamara and Greg.
Oh, you bet. Anytime, Max. We're right here for you.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Ronnie. Let's get our girl, Dr.
Hi, everyone. This is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for July 2013. Vedic astrology is an amazing healing art that can help you to create a magical life. If you would like a reading or if you have any questions, please feel free to reach me at vedicastrallounge.com. The planetary positions on the Vedic sky for the month of July 2013 are as follows. Sun is currently transiting Gemini but moves into Cancer on July 16th. Mercury is currently transiting Gemini, its own house, and will remain retrograde until July 20th. Venus is currently transiting Cancer and moves into Leo on July 18. Mars is currently transiting Gemini and will remain here until the end of the month. Jupiter is currently transiting Gemini. Saturn is currently transiting Libra and will begin its forward motion on July 7. The north node of the moon is currently transiting Libra and the south node of the moon is currently transiting Aries. The major highlight of this month is the retrograde motion of Mercury in Gemini until July 20th and the beginning of the forward motion of Saturn in Libra on July 7th. Mercury is a planet of intellect. Gemini is the house of communication and intellect. The transit of Mercury in Gemini, its own house, will bring plenty of opportunities to take a step back and to look at our own creative expressions with a critical eye and find ways to improve it. Individuals who have Mercury in Gemini in their natal chart will experience a stronger influence of this movement. And also, Saturn is beginning its forward motion after being retrograde for the last 4 months. The last 4 months of Saturn would have brought quite a few challenges your way and offered an opportunity for you to rethink your priorities in life. With the forward motion, things will get more streamlined, paving way for better ways of living. It's a great time to put your focus and energy in creativity. Here's the astrological forecast for the month of July 2013 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. Mercury is retrograde in your third house. Short travels, conversations with people you meet, and conversations with your siblings may bring new ideas for creativity. Taurus, this is your month. Mercury is retrograde in your second house. Make sure not to rush into making any big decisions. Think through the financial aspects before committing to anything. Gemini, Mercury is retrograde in your first house. It is important to focus on smaller details of the project you are working on, but at the same time, it is also important to not lose track of the bigger picture. Cancer, Mercury is currently retrograde in your 12th house. It is a great time to take some quiet time to ponder into past issues, if any, and clear up those mental baggage. Leo, Mercury is retrograde in your 11th house. This is a good time to rethink about future plans and come up with some unique ideas of creativity. Virgo, Mercury is retrograde in your 10th house. Time to take a critical look at your career goals and rethink about some of your long-term plans. Libra, Mercury is retrograde in your 9th house. Great time to focus on any communication issues you may have with your dad and also incorporate a philosophical outlook towards life. It'll definitely help in your own healing. Scorpio, Mercury is currently retrograde in your 8th house. It's time to look beyond the surface of things and have a deeper look into your life. Sagittarius, Mercury is retrograde in your 7th house. Take time to get to know your partner during this time without rushing into some decisions that you may regret later. Capricorn, Mercury is retrograde in your 6th house. Any misunderstandings with coworkers can be sorted out during this time by having an effective conversation with them. Aquarius, Mercury is currently retrograde in your 5th house. It's a great time to sit and have a chat with your children, to connect with them at a deeper level, and sort out issues if there are any. Pisces, Mercury is retrograde in your 4th house. It's important to make decisions based on how you feel rather than what you think. And that brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to say that deep within each one of us, there is a beautiful song playing that can only be heard in silence. The silence of our own mind. Spend at least a few minutes every day in silence. It has the answers to all our problems. It is the most beautiful song ever. Have a wonderful summer, everyone. Thank you and blessings.
Wow. Wow, that was great. There's some good stuff to ponder on there. What was yours, honey?
Well, I said take time to get to know your partner. And that would be excellent advice for those summer lovers out there that are looking to find the right person. And I'm just going to start off with a bang by saying, hey, listen, if you're with somebody that you're not looking at spending the rest of your life with, move on. Relationships are way too difficult, and that person's just in the way in your life. You know, it's nice to have fun, but as Max was pointing out, you know, these flings can end with a lot of tears. If you're the person that's thinking this is going to be long-term and your partner isn't, you'll want to check that out sooner as opposed to later. So step number one, if you want summer love to be really beautiful and long-lasting, is to make sure you got somebody that you know you can spend the rest of your life with. And, you know, if you're one of those people that's just like, you know what, I like flipping around in relationships, hey, there's a lid for every pot. Just make sure you find a person that also wants to fly or flip around a little and have some fun. And don't get hooked up with somebody that you're going to trash their heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the most important things right from the very beginning when you're talking about a summer love is being able to communicate what your expectations are. Because, you know, one person may be thinking one thing, and we can project onto anyone that they feel the exact same way, when that may not be the case at all. So make sure that you take the time to just say, hey, where are you coming from? You know, I'm just looking for a fling, and make sure somebody else is just looking for a fling, or, you know, that you are looking for a long-term relationship or someone that you are going to spend the rest of your life with. Make sure that they're of that caliber and of that quality that you can really invest in and know that there's a synergistic flow between the two of you that is enhanced and is enriched by these summer months that can literally end up lasting all through all the seasons and through a lifetime. You know, one of the things that, you know, Greg and I want to encourage too is that make sure before you do make that final decision of who you're going to settle down with is that you do go through all the seasons, because people react different ways at different times, just depending on your experiences in life. So make sure you go through the winters and the falls and the summers and the spring, you know, that you have gone through all those seasons. Would you say that's a good idea?
Well, you definitely want to go through the key period to make sure you go through with the person you're thinking is going through long-term in your life is going to be Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, your birthday, 4th of July, the summer. You want to do Halloween and Thanksgiving. And just make sure you hit all those major holidays, Easter, you know, whatever the religious holidays are that you have, if you share those interests. And the number one secret to relationships is relating. Relationships break down when we stop relating. And the unfortunate thing about relationships is, you know, you meet this person, you get to know them, 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 and now all of a sudden, you know them. And now you're no longer listening. You're no longer relating. So all that initial infatuation and finding out their favorite flavor ice cream and their favorite color and all that stuff that was so infatuous, there's a way to continue that process. You got to keep asking the tough questions. Now, we were encouraging you to start out by finding out, you know, where's your partner coming from? Are they looking for a one-night stand? Are they looking for just the summer? Are they looking for a lifetime? But you also don't want to dive into this. You know, the first question isn't, do you want to have kids? The first few questions are going to be pretty direct, you know, so what are you looking for? Leave it open. Instead of saying, are you looking, you know, you especially be careful. If you're matched up with a partner that just wants sex, they're just going to say yes to everything. So do not ask yes or no questions. Ask open-ended questions. What are you looking for in a relationship? You know, how? Tell me about your last few relationships. How did they start? How did they end? You know, tell me a little bit about what do you love in a relationship? What is it you won't tolerate? You know, those are the kinds of questions you want to start out with. And then be very, very unimpressed by the answers and be very scrutinous, because once you dive into that relationship, you guys know where you're headed. Once the hormones have kicked in and once all that infatuous stuff happens, your friend, your best friend in life, your parents, nobody's going to be able to talk you out of this because you're in that infatuation phase. You've got the peptides flowing. Everything's headed in one direction. No one's going to stop you. And then if you pick the right person, you're going to have tough times, but you'll stay together. If you didn't, those tough times are going to be brutally devastating. So summer love is a great time because, you know, the natural juices are flowing. You know, it's the time, spring is the time when so many animals and all, mostly mammals are all, you know, in mating mode. And that leads into like a summer togetherness. And so be wary of that. Notice what's going on in your body. Notice that your body all of a sudden is going berserk and making choices without you. Well, that's great for, you know, a few weeks, but what are you going to do long term? And how are you going to be prudent about choosing a mate that's going to work for you long term and deeply fulfilling relationship?
Absolutely, because there's this thing that gets released in our body that I'd love to share with you guys. It's called oxytocin. One of the things that happens when you consummate a relationship, for women, literally there is this like attachment, like coming together, wanting to be together. And ladies, I think there's a lot of ladies out there that can contest to this, is that your self-esteem. So continuing with what we were talking about, driving under the influence of oxytocin, dating.
Under the influence, basically, when oxytocin releases itself in your body, you are dating under the influence, and you are no longer a normal human being who has the capacity for rational thought. You are now a hormone that is using the body to make decisions for the purposes of procreation, and it is intoxicating. And we love that, but keep in mind there are responsibilities bound, especially if you're a guy, man. I want to warn you, you love that feeling when a girl falls in love with you, but you also know the pain and devastation of what it's like when she realizes that you're just in it for the short term. So there are people out there that are in it for the short term. You want a short-term fling, just make sure that the person you're dating is there because, you know, when we go through that kind of split, it feels like ultimate betrayal, and it leaves scars, and you mess people up for the next relationship. You don't want that hanging on your shoulders. So if you're dating under the influence right now, you want to check with your partner and say, hey, listen, let's just check in to make sure that we're all on the same page, and if this is not, you know, looking like we got a mutual vision. And by the way, that's what works for long-term relationships, too, is to make sure you have a mutual vision, because that's the thing that gets you through the tough times, is to have that common goal, and you got to set that straight. What is the common goal of this marriage? What are we looking for? Is it going to be all about having kids? And then if so, what happens when the kids disappear? You know, are you guys going to go through an empty nest and just go your separate ways? Is this going to be a lifelong thing that where you're talking about self-help and evolution? Is it going to be based on some religious principles or you know, that your relationship is going to be where you turn to God as the triangle? There's you and your partner and God. Whenever things break down, it's not so much important that you do one thing as that the two of you are doing the same thing.
Right. That's so important because even Greg and I have been together for 4 years now, which has been amazing because one of the things that we're committed to is our evolution in relationships. So even today, we were kind of hashing it out, scrubbing it down as far as where each person was coming from and what's going to create that optimal experience of relating, like what Greg was talking about. I mean, the goal of relationships is being able to relate. So coming out with the scariest thing that you can imagine possible, being able to express that in a beautiful way that doesn't blame your partner for what's coming up is so... That to me is more beautiful than any fling that could be for a short term. So that's what's in store. When you guys set those common goals, when you don't waver from what you stand for in relationships, whether it be for a summer, whether it be for a whole year or years to come in the future, who you get to be at every given moment is a holy instant. It's a holy instant of being able to connect with someone else. And when you're both open to possibilities, like you are in those summer months, to hold on to that through even the winter months is to be able to open yourself up to a parallel universe where if you're not seeing beauty all around you, you're just seeing with those five senses and the opportunity is to ask, what am I not seeing that my eyes cannot detect right now? what is available to me if I open my heart even more, instead of seeing like a closed bud on the inside, what's available for me in these summer months to be able to really open my heart? And one of the things that we know is always present when the relationship is beautiful, when it's being felt, when it's being experienced, is that there's always an element of vulnerability where you are scared, where you're saying the scariest thing there is to say. When love is secure and there's no fear of loss, like the other person's not going anywhere, the opportunity to be even more vulnerable and deep with each other is what is available. And that's what Greg and I just experienced today. Honey, can you say something about today?
And you know, that, want to be really clear, vulnerability does not come easily. Tamara and I were really hashing out some stuff, and the one thing you can be sure of, and Tamara says, this is the measure of emotional health, psychological health, is that you stop blaming. So if you got blame going on, any form of criticizing, condemning, or complaining, the three C's, those will end the relationship right away. Stop blaming. Okay, what do you do instead? Ask this question. What were you hoping for? You having an argument? Just say, okay, do we acknowledge that we're having an argument, that we want to have a better relationship? So start with an agreement. Whatever the agreement is, are we acknowledging that we are in this together and we're grateful for each other? If that's not true, then, okay, are we acknowledging that we want to stop arguing? Great. And then start with, okay, what were you hoping for? Ask that question and then shut up and listen. Don't say a word. The one time I got in trouble tonight, I opened my mouth after, you know, a couple paragraphs of listening, and I said one thing for clarification. Just listen. Listen, listen, listen. Maintain eye contact. Don't be doing stuff on your iPhone. That's not listening. Stay connected with your spouse. Hear what they're saying. The opposite of vulnerability is blame. So if you're blaming, you can be sure you're not being vulnerable, and know that you have to be consciously vulnerable. We do not just naturally as human beings be vulnerable. What we naturally do is shut down. What we naturally do is go silent. Either one of the three responses to threat: fight, flight, and freeze. So if you have a Latin temperament, you're probably more of the fight, you know, syndrome. You're gonna start lashing out. You're gonna start blaming back. You're gonna start defending and arguing your point. We know that doesn't work. Flight, which is, oh my God, I got to get out of here, that doesn't work either. That's non-relating. Freeze, which is just another way of escaping, is where you just go silent and you maybe stand in the room, but you're numbing out more and more and more the more they're talking. What we're looking for is to connect with your spouse, feel what they're saying. Just feel what it would feel like. Like, wow, man, if I was, you know, that would hurt. Stop checking for accuracy. That's one of the stupidest things that we do. Your spouse, I want to be perfectly clear, your spouse is clinically insane. From your perspective, what they're experiencing is totally unique to you. And that's why you're in a relationship with them, because you want to explore new perspectives of how people can be. It's why you fell in love with them, because they represented a whole new perspective that you love so much. But that is an insane perspective from your point of view. So when you're listening to your spouse, be amazed and try to feel their feelings. And if you're going to make any comments at all, at the end of what they say, you could basically say, wow, that must be sad. Or, wow, that must be so hurtful. And then just reiterate, I love you. One of the scariest things I've ever done, which is the most successful thing I've ever done during an argument, is to keep my mouth shut, walk over to my wife and wrap my arms around her and just hold her. Don't have to say a word. Just hold her and know that what she's complaining about is not me. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're in a straight relationship, a gay relationship, no matter what it is. If you can go over to your spouse, wrap your arm, and if they're like feeling violated and they get boundaries, they'll let you know. And if they do, just say, you know, my intention was to strengthen our relationship. My intention was to express love. Don't defend yourself, and then just go back to listening. But the key point, number one, the secret to relationships is relating. So don't blame, listen, and ask, what were you hoping for? Now, with that, I'm going to let Tamara take over for the duration of the show, and you are in good hands listening to Tamara and getting the expert advice of a licensed psychotherapist that's seen families working from the inside and the outside and back and forth from every angle. So take it away, Tamara.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Greg. You know, it just reminds me so much of, you know, if you're just talking about a fling, it's like the difference of sitting on the sand and looking at the ocean and watching the waves come in and out. And it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. But it's a whole different entity. It's a whole different feel. It's a whole different parameter to put on a scuba suit and dive into the underwater garden to explore the hidden treasures that lie within. And that's the difference between being with someone that you anticipate being with your whole life or just enjoying the waves coming in and out on the surface. One, they can both be very, very enriching. And for me, the depth of being able to dive in is not settling for anything that would satisfy just on the surface. So if you find yourself just wherever you're at in life, just check in with yourself and get really honest with where you're at, what it is you're looking for. Because I love what Max says too, is that what you're looking for is looking for you. So with that, I'm going to move my location right here so that I can be focused and present and here with you guys. So one of the things it also reminds me of is, you know, if we were to take a look at our most delicious dessert possible, and one of my favorites is chocolate chip cookies. So as I'm thinking about making some chocolate chip cookies, any one of those ingredients, whether it be the flour or the eggs or vanilla or salt, you know, any one of those ingredients being eaten by itself can be very, very, very distasteful. And that's what's true for us in life, too, that any one experience in life can be really, really distasteful. But you mix it all together. The secret is into integrating and to mixing up the batter, mixing up all the experiences. And then you've got your dough. You've got something to work with. And then when you put that cookie dough in the oven and you smell that wonderful aroma, and then when you take it out of the oven and you sink your teeth into that hot, juicy, gooey, yummy, 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 yummy chocolate chip cookie, you're just like, wow. This is amazing. Now, in that moment, guys, think about this. Would you ever want to go back and take out any one of those ingredients? When you are experiencing the most delicious you and who you get to be and who you end up becoming, would you ever want to go back and remove any one of the experiences, any one of the lovers you've ever had in your life? Because one of the truths about that is that everyone you've been with has contributed to the most delicious you. Every person you've ever been with, every relationship you've ever encountered, all goes in to your batter. All goes in to making up you. So it reminds me of how important it is that no matter what distasteful experience by itself, you know, whether it was a fling during a summer that didn't work out, your heart was broken and you just never got over it. One of the most beautiful things that we can do for ourselves is integrate that. And we can do that by forgiving ourselves, forgiving the person that we were with, forgiving the circumstances that surrounded it, and just know that it all goes into making up the most delicious you. That, and I like to call it perfectly imperfect, because that's what we all are, right? I mean, if you were to compare like a diamond and a cubic zirconian, how do we know the difference between the two? Right? They both sparkle. I used to work at a jewelry store when I was in college. And one of the ways I could instantly tell the difference was only through a magnifying glass. We called it a loop. So with this little loop, I would look very, very closely into the diamond or into the cubic zirconian. And the cubic zirconian was perfect. It was crystal clear, a dime a dozen, very cheap, inexpensive to make. It was perfect. It was flawless. When I looked into the diamond, it was full of flaws. It had inclusions in there. That's how you knew it was real. And isn't that true for us too? It's not our perfection that connects us with another. Actually, our perfection repels us because nobody really is that. It's our weaknesses. It's the part of us that has idiosyncrasies, that has flaws that are unique to us. And let me tell you something. When you get together with the right partner for you, no matter what inclusions, no matter what flaws, your partner is going to see them as adorable. In fact, it's what makes you you. It's what makes you real. And what's the price tag on a diamond versus a cubic zirconian? Literally priceless. And that's what you are. It's what I am. It's what we all are. Perfectly imperfect, full of flaws, and priceless. So celebrate you. Celebrate the flaws. Celebrate the diamond you showed up as. And consider that every relationship is just chipping away. If you're a diamond in a lump of coal, okay, there's still a diamond in there. And consider that the relationships are about chipping away to expose the beauty of who you are. Exposing the beauty of the pricelessness that God created you to be. And to remember that you are exactly as God created you. And that means that you are perfect and that you are whole and that you are complete. The most important thing to remember is that we're always waking up. And I love this poem by William Blake because he says that when you can see earth in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower, know that you have been made to believe a lie when you see with the eye and not through the eye that was born in a night to perish in a night while your soul slept in beams of light. And think about that. Your soul sleeps in beams of light. So no matter what relationship you've been through or are going to be in, there's a part of you that's unscathed, that's untouched, that's unhurt, that's unharmed. No matter what's been done to your body, there's a part of you that sleeps in beams of light. And with the sound of my voice here, there's an invitation and there's an opening that says, wake up. Wake up a little bit more. Wake up with summer love that lasts for years and years to come, whether it's in the dead of winter, whether it's in the early part of spring, or whether it's in the hot summer months. Know that love is always available. And part, one of my biggest messages, if you could put a banner over my head, is know that you do not have to seek for love. Love is who you are. You just have to seek to remove the barriers that prevent you from experiencing the love that you are. And keep in mind and remember that there's nothing inherently wrong with you. You are love. You are beautiful exactly as you are. And like Greg was saying earlier, there's a lid for every pot. There's somebody out there for you. Because one of the loneliest times is when you think that love has passed you by. And I'm here to remind you, listeners, love is not gone. Love is who you are. And love is waiting to bubble up and out of you and be shared. Whether it's in a conversation, whether it's in a love-making relationship, or whether it's from teacher to student, mother to daughter, father to son, whatever relationship that is, love is always bursting at the seams to come forward. If we have the courage to be vulnerable, and let's think about that word courage. It comes from the French word, it cœur means heart, and age means time. So courage just simply means it's a time for the heart. And a lot of times that means turning off your brain, turning off those, all the reasons that tell you, I can't get in this relationship or I can't experience myself this way because I'll get hurt or because of this or because of that. Well, I'm going to encourage you to follow your heart and make sure that when you're experiencing love, that you do not exclude yourself from love, that you make yourself a part of that equation. So love for you may mean saying no right now. And love for you may mean saying an absolute and resounding yes. Yes, yes, yes. Either way, whatever situation that you are in, you can always say yes to love and no to the timing of actually consummating a relationship, or yes to when you're going to consummate a relationship. So just know that these hot summer months are here for you, whether you're in a relationship or whether you're not, because it's always wonderful to always be reminded of how we can fall in love with ourselves. I always love that. You know, there is a point that you can actually look in the mirror when you wake up, and instead of saying, oh my God, I look like whatever, okay, to really just kind of wake up and make a conscious decision to just give yourself a wink, blow yourself a kiss, squeeze you with both arms and hands and go, I like you. Not only do I like you, I love you. And I'm with you. And we took on this body to experience ourselves in this world, on this planet, for a reason. So always remember that you're here for a reason. And love is always waiting for you around the corner. And with that, I am going to check in with my producers and make sure that I am not running over time. So if you can give me a thumbs up or a little text here, I will continue with our listeners, or I will wrap up if you can give me a time frame. I know we started out here with Max. He's been traveling all over the planet, bless his heart. He's been in Colorado. He's back in Florida. God, love you, Max. We just are so grateful to you. Just talking about these summer months of experiencing love, you have created an inner circle here on Max and Friends that allow us all to find our voice and our expression that can be limitless in reaching out into the ether and just knowing that none of us are alone. And you know, one of the very first experiences, guys, I ever had on this planet of really getting at the cells of my being that I wasn't alone. For the first time when I was, oh goodness, I would have to say I was 26 years old when I had the most spiritual experience of my entire life. Because I got hurt early on, and I decided that, you know what, it just wasn't worth it to be vulnerable. So I put up a whole bunch of walls around my heart, and I said, I'm going to hurt somebody before they're going to hurt me. That's just the way it is. I get this game. You know, I pour out my heart for somebody to, you know, trample all over it. No, thank you. Not putting my pearls before swine. I'm done. But I also closed myself off from, you know, experiencing the wonderful sharing of my pearls, you know, on the inside of my heart, being able to share my feelings and my dreams and my goals, you know, having a partner in life. But I couldn't experience that with all the walls around me. And I thought it was going to be making money. I was going to work my way up the career ladder. I was a news broadcaster. And I remember that I wasn't making enough money, so I went on the sales side of it, and I said, that's it. I'm going to sell airtime. I'm going to make a lot of money. And I did, actually. I made a lot of money. In fact, so much so that I won a trip anywhere I wanted to go in the entire world. And when they said, Tamara, where do you want to go? I hadn't really even considered what I wanted to do. I just knew I needed to make a lot of money so maybe somebody someday end up liking that about me. So when I stopped and thought about it, I literally went back into my childhood. And I remembered the dream I always had as a kid. I would draw pictures of dolphins, and I would put myself in a bubble in the water with them so I could breathe and they could breathe. And I would envision that the dolphins could communicate with me somehow, and I could communicate with them. And I remembered that. So I told the producers, I said, I know where I want to go. I don't know where exactly, but I want to go swim with dolphins. And guess what, guys? That's what I did. I booked a cruise at Nassau in the Bahamas, and I studied up on the dolphins, and I read that they wouldn't approach you if your heart was beating too fast. They would kind of hang back, and they could tell if you were afraid and wouldn't approach. So I practiced my breathing, and these dolphins were in the wild. So if they didn't want to swim with you, guess what? You could have spent all this money and been there and not have left with the experience of swimming with them. So I practiced my breathing, and literally when I was there with probably six other strangers, I was walking across the bridge of the lagoon, and I looked down and I saw Princess, and she looked right back up at me. And I, in my mind, I said, Princess, do you know how far I've come to be here with you? And in that moment, she started leaping out of the water and started swimming around. And I thought, wow. I said, okay, guys, she could swim with us today. And they go, how do you know? And I said, I don't know. I just know. Literally, when I geared up, I got my wetsuit and my life jacket on. I slipped into the water. And literally, I mean, my heart started pounding because here comes this fin at you attached to this gigantic mammal. And it is nothing like what you've witnessed in pictures or on the television. You're not looking at this sweet little smile face, you know, smiling at you. You are in murky water, and a giant mammal is coming at you with a fin. So my heart's beating, and I'm trying so hard to slow it down. And I just said, Princess, I'm here. And literally, Princess popped her head up out of the water. And guys, it seemed like in those moments, it was like an eternity. But I'm sure in real time, it was maybe a minute or two. But it's like time slowed down and everything moved in slow motion. And Princess looked deeply into my eyes, and I did not break my gaze with her. And I looked deeply, deeply back into those beautiful grayish color eyes and didn't even blink. And I got this strong, strong message in my heart. And I just felt that voiceless voice for the first time. And she said, Tamara, you're not alone. We're here with you. And it's going to be all right. And I felt that tight bud on the inside of my heart just open like a flower. I just blossomed on the inside. And I wanted to laugh. I wanted to cry. I just even tear up right now as I'm remembering her sweet eye and her sweet face that just reminded me that I wasn't alone. And I felt like these glaciers around my heart or these brick walls just break away. And I said, my God, I'm alive. And there's something more for me than what I'm trying to do and climbing the ladder. And I knew it in that moment. I knew I wanted to share my life. I knew I wanted to give what I had received in those few moments there with Princess. And it was amazing because when she broke gaze, or when I broke gaze, I don't know who did first, she literally went underwater. And I couldn't tell where she was, but I could feel her swimming around me. And she was swirling around me. And she literally came up and she rubbed her belly against my belly. And I don't know if it was like an initiation or whatever, but it was almost like, you're one of us. And I was like elated. So on the speedboat ride back to the cruise ship that I was on, I just said a quick prayer and I said, God, if you use me to bring this experience to other people, I'm your gal. I'll do it. You tell me what to do. You tell me where to go. because this is what I would imagine life is really all about, is being able to open your heart with someone else in a way that is so yummy and so juicy that joy is just overflowing and just pouring out of your being. And guys, that's what I wish for you. That's what I wish for you in these summer months and beyond. Let this just be the tip of the iceberg of the yumminess that you can experience inside love, inside relationships. And, you know, Max is a great example of that yumminess and overflowing with a love that knows no bounds, knows no limits. And he sees beyond the minutiae. He sees beyond the pettiness that we engage in, that life has to be loving only if someone's loving me back. And what I learned a long time ago is that life is about what you love, not what loves you. And with that, I just want to remind you that love is all around you. Love is waiting for you in every holy instant, in every holy moment. You just get in tune with the frequency. There's a radio station that plays in our heart. And if you've got it on a station that's got a lot of static, change the station. Turn the knob. Put it on the music that you want to hear. Be in relationships that make your heart sing, that make your heart overflow with that kind of joy. Share your pearls before other people sharing theirs. And feel the synergistic flow of like-minded people that aren't there to trash you, that aren't there to hurt you, that aren't there to rob or steal your precious, precious gems. And don't compare your gems to another. But just because you've got pearls and somebody else has diamonds, and somebody else has sapphires, somebody else has rubies, somebody's got emeralds, they're all priceless. We're all priceless, no matter what ethnicity we come from, no matter what religious background we come from, no matter what family we were born into. We have the opportunity to recreate ourselves as the love we've always dreamed of being. Don't let that depend on somebody else showing up that way. You show up that way. You shine. You polish up that gem that you are. You be the best gem. You be the best sapphire. I'll be the best emerald I can be. We all have different cuts, too, to our special gem. Just know that God is chiseling away at anything that would obstruct our beauty, anything that would keep us from fully expressing our love. And that's what we heard from the astrologer earlier on in this show right here, is that, you know, there's certain things, there's retrogrades and all that stuff that remind us of either moving forward, reconsidering our careers, pausing to think about our relationships, or diving into them as what it may be at different seasons and different times in our lives. And I know Max appreciates that there's a time and a season for everything. There's a time to laugh, a time to dance, a time to cry, a time to mourn, a time to recreate. And for me, that time to recreate is always in the present moment of now. I'm recreating myself as we're even speaking here on the radio show here. As different noises or different sounds come up and down. As, you know, I'm on this ride of life. We're going to be distracted. We're going to be called, off course. And then to be gently reminded, every time you get still, every time you get quiet, listen to your heart, listen to your soul, and know that it sleeps in beams of light. And I'm going to wrap up this show right now. Thank you for that, Ronnie, for the time's up. So, guys, go on to have an amazing, amazing summer. And I'll be checking in with you here in the future with Max and friends. You guys have an amazing rest of the weekend and a super good week. We'll be talking to you soon. Good night, everybody.
friends. He says what he wants.